I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate July 12th. A couple of bright cousins of Antares, the heart of the Scorpion, skitter to its lower right on July evenings. They're the brightest stars of Lupus, the wolf. The stars of Lupus originally formed part of the adjoining constellation Centaurus, but they were split off to form a new constellation a couple of thousand years ago. The wolf's brightest stars are Alpha and Beta Lupi. Both stars belong to the Scorpius-Centaurus OB Association, a complex of stars and star-making ingredients that spans hundreds of light years. The first stars in the association were born about 25 million years ago. Beta Lupi probably was one of those stars. Winds from the earliest stars, along with shock waves from exploding stars, probably triggered a major round of starbirth about 5 million years later. And two more big rounds followed, spaced about 5 million years apart. Alpha Lupi probably was born during one of those peaks, no more than 20 million years ago. Alpha Lupi is about 10 times the mass of the Sun, so despite its young age, it's nearing the end. It will explode as a supernova within the next few million years. Beta Lupi is a little less massive, so it might explode as well. But it's possible that it faces a less dramatic fate, ending its life as a small, faint ember. A meek end for a mighty star. Lupus is quite low in the south at nightfall. You need to be south of about Dallas or Phoenix to see its brightest stars. More about the wolf tomorrow. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.